Always great to have a chat to Trent Busserton on Racing Pulse because he gives the punters a very nice leg up and he could be chasing Group 1 glory tomorrow in Brisbane. How are you, Trent?
Good, thank you, Michael. How are you?
Very well, mate. Shenandoah, you must have some confidence after that last run in the Roses coming into this race because she finished fourth behind Kinedma. Jeez, it was a big run, wasn't it?
Yes, she sort of she had a very tough run in transit. She was three deep without cover for most of the way, so she stuck on really good and just missed out on third. But look, she's around that 15-1 mark, I think, maybe, and that's probably a right price. There's some pretty classy fillies in there. We were hoping for a wet track. She sort of got through it very well last start, but we're not going to get that tomorrow. But she's drawn well and she's got the gun jockey on, so she should perform well.
It does look a strong addition of the Oaks this year, doesn't it? But your form line through Kinedna, that stands up. So, you know, you're in the mix.
Yeah, like, I don't know if she can win the race, but she's got the good draw. She's going to put herself right there on speed, and I think she can get, you know, some of the minor money, hopefully, and run well for the owners.
Okay, you mentioned you would have preferred a wet track, so would you have liked to have stayed at Eagle Farm?
100%. That's obviously from a selfish point of view, but you can certainly see why they have changed the races over to Doomben. So we'll go with what they've done.
Will the 2200 be in her favour?
I think so. The way she stuck on sort of the other day, she probably run 2200 last time, but we were sort of unknown at the 2,000 metres, but she stuck on really well, so I got no reason to see why she won't get that extra furlong.
What level do you think she's really at, Trent, moving forward in future races? Is she a Group 2, Group 3 type of horse?
Oh, it's hard to say. Sort of, we went up there hopeful last night without being, you know, super confident, but she's owned by a good stud in New Zealand, Wentwood Grange, so they were chasing the black type. And she's just missed out, so we're obviously chasing that black type again, and hopefully she can put her hand up, but we'll sort of learn a bit more about her tomorrow. But like you said, it's a pretty good lineup, isn't it?
How's she been since that last run? Is she enjoying her time up north?
Yeah, she's thriving. She's enjoying the sun on her back, and yeah, she hasn't missed a beat. She's worked up very well and eaten up, and there certainly won't be any excuses about the way she presents.
So from barrier three, do you want to see her sitting up right on the speed?
I'd say she'll be there for sure. She jumps and races right up handy, and we're going to utilise that draw, and hopefully some of the more favoured runners will have a bit of a tough time in transit from those wide draws.
Yeah, who do you think's the one to beat, or a couple to beat?
The two favourites, obviously, Egg Tart and Kinedna. But like you say, it's a pretty classy field. Probably any one of seven or eight are a live chance, I think.
You heading up north?
Yes, I'll head up tomorrow morning.
Okay, because you've got a runner at Mooney Valley as well. You've got El Sicario, who you dropped back in class, and it was a lovely confidence boosting win last start.
Yeah, sort of. He's certainly got the ability levels to go well on the 78, but he's done things wrong for a long time, and he finally sort of put it together, got conditions to suit where he could take a sit off for hot speed, and I think barrier one tomorrow, we're going to be able to do the same. We should be sitting right up behind Miss Vista, and she's going to be running them along, so hopefully he can get a little bit of cover and be chasing at her late.
He's always been a horse, as you said, that's shown ability. Do you think the penny's dropped now after the last win?
I hope so. Well, it'll be sort of good if he can put a couple together, or at least, you know, race properly. He can run real quick times on the track, and we've always held him in pretty high regard, but he just wanted to do things upside down. So, like you say, hopefully the penny is dropping with him.
And is he a 1,000-metre horse? Do you think that's his best distance?
I would say he's probably 1,200, maybe even 1,400, but at present his racing men is sort of haven't allowed him to do that. He hasn't been able to switch off, but if he can switch off, he's no reason why he shouldn't get 12 or 14, but at the moment we're pretty happy to stick with 1,000.
Okay, and out of the two, who's your best?
Oh, I'd say El Sicario is certainly the best for the stable for the day.
How's the rest of the stable looking? Are you starting to bring them back in, your spring types?
Yeah, we've got Tavago. He's just come on just the last couple of days, so he'll start getting cranked up, and got some nice unraced sort of rising three-year-olds that'll make nice stand types that will give a bit of a push for the early starting three-year-old races.
Okay, Derby aspirations with those?
Yeah, a couple in there that we really like.
Right, got a name?
Here comes Lenny. Probably be the best of them. He's a Tavistock horse, and I've got a fair bit of time for him.
Oh, nice. When will we see Lenny?
He's had a couple of jump outs, and he went out in the paddock for a month, and he's just come back into work, so he'll be a while away yet.
All right, we'll keep that name in the black book. Here comes Lenny. Good luck on the weekend, Trent.
Champion, mate. Thank you very much.
Trent Busserton there. He's got a couple of each-way chances. Well, Shenandoah anyway. El Sicario is definitely a winning chance, and here comes Lenny. Early push for the Derby.